You guys, have you heard about Squarespace? You must have, because I talk about it all the time. Their website has helped me with my businesses, but it will also help you grow your business. And it really does take the guesswork out of building a website. They have so many helpful and amazing tools, product features, and they make it so user-friendly. Now, one of our favorite product features is the Fluid Engine. With Fluid Engine, a next-generation website design system from Squarespace, it's never been easier for anyone to unlock unbreakable creativity. Start with a best-in-class website template and then customize every design detail with reimagined drag-and-drop technology for desktop or mobile. Stretch your imagination online with Fluid Engine, built in and ready to go on any new Squarespace site. Go to squarespace.com/drama for a free trial. And when you're ready to launch, use offer code DRAMA to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain. What if we told you that April showers bring more awesome savings on all-inclusive beach vacays? That sounds better, right? So Cheap Caribbean Vacations semi-annual sale is helping you rein in an extra $200 off your next booking of 4 nights or more. That means you can score site-wide deals on your favorite beaches like Cancun, Aruba, Jamaica, and more now through the end of April. Don't wait. The semi-annual savings only comes twice a year. So go to cheapcaribbean.com to do your deal and save $200 on your next vacay.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are coming back to Atlanta.
Right now.
Whoa. Mark your calendars for the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts. But we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.
In Puerto Rico, if you can hear the music, you're invited to the party.
Sometimes it's salsa, sometimes it's plena, sometimes it's reggaeton. No matter what rhythm is calling to you, when you hear it, it is always time to dance.
In Puerto Rico, you can't step outside without hearing music because music is life there.
No passport required for U.S. citizens and permanent residents.
Learn more and plan your trip at discoverpuertorico.com.
First of all, you don't know me.
We're all about that high school drama girl, all about them high school queens. We'll take you for a ride in our comic girl,
drama girl,
cheering for the right team.
Drama queens, drama queens,
smart girl, rough girl, fashion, but you're tough girl. You could sit with us, girl.
Drama queens, drama queens, drama queens, drama, drama queens, drama queens.
Hey, drama queens and kings and princes and princesses and duchesses and dukes and all of you out there who are the royals of drama, just like we are, darling. We have a Q&A here for you. It's going to be pretty fun. It's just me and Hillary today. Hi, Hillary.
Oh, babe. I love it when we're together.
I do, too. This is fun.
Let's get gossipy.
Where are you right now?
I'm at home at the farm.
What's on your life?
George had her little preschool moving up ceremony today. We had a diner date in the morning. Dad picked her up from school. And
cute.
Now we're just like racing to get home and get stuff done here at the farm. How's your house?
It's good. It's coming along. I'm putting together a new house. So, yeah, we got some tile to pick out. Got some grout to pick out.
Girl.
And trims and chandeliers and curtains and all those things.
If you need a handy lady, I would love a
Do you
a
know
vacay.
One?
Yeah, I might need. I might need a vacation
Come.
Away just to do some manual labor. That sounds like a treat.
I would love that. That would be so fun. Well, okay, listen, we have some questions, some listener questions. We love You guys, we love it when you send in your questions. It really helps us know what you're interested in us talking about as we continue the show, and also just lets us know that you're still there and you're engaged, and your support means so much to us. So we're excited when you send us your questions. So here's our first one. This is from Megan, and she says, would you like for there to have been at least one Christmas episode on the show? We never did a Christmas episode. Isn't that true?
I guess not.
We had multiple Halloween episodes and even a Thanksgiving episode, which I directed, but not Christmas. I'm curious to hear what you think. Interesting.
You did the Thanksgiving one?
Yeah. But we never even did like Hanukkah or anything.
Maybe that's why we've done so many Christmas movies as a unit. Do you know what I mean? Like,
I think you're right.
Once I started doing those and I was like, all it takes is working with someone you don't like once. And then you're just like, you know what? I'm going to be a bully and cast this myself and just cast all my friends, you know? And we started doing, like, Antoine was always my first phone call. I'd be like, dude, what are you doing?
So good.
Yeah, we've got so many because you've done them. You did, was the movie you did with Chantel's husband, Victor? Was that a Christmas
movie? That's right. Yep. Victor and I did. Oh, no. Wait, was it a Christmas? Yes, it was. Five Star Christmas. It was a Christmas movie. It was fun, actually. We had a lot of fun. And I've done, let's see, one, two. I think I've done three Christmas movies now. Yeah. One with Andrew Walker. One a long time ago. Three or four. I don't know.
They're fun.
It's always fun. But you know, we've got our, I would love to have had a Christmas episode on One Tree Hill. Sure. That would have been really fun to do just like a holiday episode.
Well, considering we're all related, I didn't even think about that, Joy. Like, I didn't think about the fact that Peyton and Haley are sisters-in-law by the time I left. And then our kids are all each other's cousins. And I think the chaos of a Christmas morning with the Scott family would be...
That would have been fun.
Yeah, wild. Let's get into it.
Oh, well.
I don't know. Didn't you guys go on like a snowy trip or something?
Yeah, we all went to Utah and did. I had an owl sit on my shoulder, and that was terrifying. Hillary, it was so scary. I've never. I mean, I'm not scared of animals.
Like, no, you're wild not animals, scared I'm of very, anything.
I'm very, but the owl was so intimidating because you know they don't blink, so it just is staring into your soul, and those talons and the beak, and it's resting on my arm, and you know, one false move, like it could just decide it doesn't like me and then immediately peck my eyes out.
Yeah.
And I would have no self-defense whatsoever. So
I like that it's the not blinking that makes you unsettled. Like if a like dinosaur or a wolf, as long as it blinks,
or a
you're
human,
fine.
Let me tell you, if something does not blink, if a it's like Elizabeth Holmes. Have you ever watched those interviews with her where she just stares
and she talks in her like her deep voice and just stares at you?
The no blink. I don't know how we got from Christmas to the no blink, but I appreciate a transition. So I love the starter question. I love where we ended. Yeah. Genius. All right.
What's the next question?
Look at Amy wants to know, when did you all realize that you weren't just work friends, but more of this sister friendship? Did it happen at the same time for the three of you, or did it happen first for two of you and then the third came along a little bit later? Well, you want to give her the whole frickin' journey?
Oh my gosh. I mean, it's epic. I think we realized pretty much right away that there was a real kindred spirit connection. We're both super creative. We both have like really pretty handwriting and like to write notes and, you know, decoupage things. And we loved vintage shopping together and talking about Broadway. And what'd you say?
I said, we're always trying to out artsy fartsy each other. Like, hey, sweet totally. Collage. I see your collage and I raise you a flower arrangement. Huzzah. Also, but also though, I don't want people at home. I think especially a lot of young women feel this pressure with all their relationships, not just like romantic relationships, but also friendships as well. They think it's like this magic spell, you know, that you'll just know right away. And it's love at first sight. And there is a lot of hard work that goes into relationships.
Oh, yeah, the upkeep. The upkeep of a relationship. Because there's always that spark at the beginning. But
yeah,
if you just expect it to be fair weather all the time, well, you won't ever be much of a friend, and you probably won't have many friends.
No, and we both, like, I think to become an actor, you have to come from kind of a weird background where as a child, you hung out with too many adults and you don't necessarily know how to talk to your own peers. And so there's that feeling of like, what? I don't know how to talk to girls my age. And Soph had that too, because she didn't come from a real high school experience. And she's talked about that a lot on the show. So learning how to be a good girlfriend, I think we were lucky to be surrounded by older women on our show that were like, no, you guys are going to need each other, not just today, but forever.
Yeah, like try and see the big picture whenever there was a problem, whenever somebody inadvertently hurt another person's feelings, to be able to have women around that reminded us this too shall pass. And there's a bigger, we have to have grace for each other. We have to make space for each other. And, you know, you can't expect everything to be perfect all the time, but you have to look at the bigger picture of the fact that you're going to be in each other's lives for many, many years. And you'll, like you said, you'll want to have each other there.
I'm trying to think of, like, I remember coming to your house after a boy dumped me and us like sitting out on your patio and like drinking tea and smoking like little like funny cigarettes, like the super skinny kind.
And like I was just like rainbow Nat Sherman's with the gold filter.
Yeah, the Fantasias.
Fantasias.
And I was just like, this chick and I are going to be friends forever because you were angrier that I got dumped than I was. I was just like, I mean, I'm okay. And you're like, no, unacceptable, unacceptable. Yeah, that was a magical afternoon. I was totally into it.
I love you. I love you too.
Yeah, but so yeah, the magic was pretty much right away, but it is so important to put time in. Show up when your friends need you to show up.
You just
got to
go through. And go through ebbs and flows. I mean, we've all been in and out of each other's lives for various reasons. And I'm so glad we're all back in each other's lives right now. But yeah, you're right. You got to put the work in. You got to do it.
Friends, we need a second to talk about Squarespace. Squarespace has so many helpful and amazing tools, product features, and they make it so user-friendly. Now, one of the product features that I love is their asset library. You can upload, organize, and access all of your content from one place. With the new asset library, you're able to manage all of your files from one central hub and use them across the Squarespace platform. They also have flexible website templates, so you can get started with one of their professional website templates with designs for every category and use case. Then you just customize your look, update content, and add features to fit your unique needs. You can make any Squarespace template do what you want, so your idea, your brand, or your business stands out online on every device. Plus, they will make selling your products on an online store a breeze. Whether you sell physical, digital, or service products, Squarespace has the tools you need to start selling online. Go to squarespace.com/drama for a free trial. And when you're ready to launch, use offer code DRAMA to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain.
Friends, is there anything better than a clean and fresh-smelling home? I don't think so.
I don't think there is. No. Oh, that feeling of just walking in the door and it's like, my life is okay. I'm not a total disaster. Like,
yeah.
I really feel better about myself when my house is clean. And I think the best way to achieve that relaxing feeling of a clean home, Clorox Scentiva.
Clorox Scentiva provides a powerful clean with refreshing scents. And you can find your home's signature scent. It might be coconut, grapefruit, lavender. There is a scent for every vibe.
Oh, it's grapefruit for me, all the way.
Lavender for me.
Friends, transform your home into an oasis.
With a powerful, clean, and refreshing scent, Clorox Scentiva cleans like Clorox and feels like confidence.
Get yours now at a retail store near you.
So I play this little game every morning where I leave the house looking decrepit. And then I drop my children off at school. And then I get to my office and I take out a nice, cute little bag that came with my Thrive Cosmetic order. And with just a couple of products, I'm able to look like a normal, happy, healthy human again. It's incredible. I love these products. Thrive Cosmetics has a full line of makeup to refresh your everyday look. With clean, skin-loving ingredients, their foolproof products make it easy for any skill level to apply.
Now, a few of my favorite products include their incredible Infinity Waterproof Eyebrow Liner. It's easy to use waterproof pencil, holds like wax, and blends like a powder. Just line brows to give this some structure and create natural looking strokes of hair to fill in sparse brows. It comes with a spoolie brush to lift and tame brows after applying the pencil, and there are 8 shades to choose from that adjust to your natural brow color for a perfect match every time. Now, my other favorite product, I've been talking about this forever, is the Liquid Lash Extensions Mascara. Their unique formula creates tubes around each eyelash to lengthen them. And it's super easy to remove, you guys. This is my favorite part. It just slides right off with warm water, doesn't leave smudges, doesn't pull your eyelashes out. It's incredible. Its nourishing ingredients support longer, stronger, and healthier looking lashes over time. Refresh your everyday look with Thrive Cosmetics, luxury beauty that gives back. Right now, you can get an exclusive 10% off your first order at thrivecosmetics.com/drama. That's Thrive Cosmetics, CAUSEMETICS.com/drama for 10% off your first order.
Drama Queens is sponsored by BetterHelp.
Oh, it's no secret that we love therapy. And we're very proud because of that, that this show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Lately, I don't know what is like in the air, but it seems like everybody's social battery is really getting tested right now. Like,
yeah,
we're all just juggling so much, you know, work schedules are ramping up. And I think like that really is one of the most important times to make sure you're also taking care of yourself. You know, when you've got so many obligations, to check in with yourself and make sure that, you know, you're setting boundaries that you need and getting the rest that you need, the sleep that you need. And those things require practice, don't you think?
Yeah, it's hard to say no. And it can be really easy to ignore our social battery and spread ourselves thin, especially with social gatherings ramping up after a long winter.
I get energy being around you guys. I love being around my friends. And I've really been able to figure out in therapy that kind of self-awareness to know when I have the energy to dive in and, you know, when maybe at the end of a long stretch where social life's been crazy, work's been really busy, where I need a little quiet time. It's learning about a balance for my life that doesn't drain my battery, you know?
Yeah. So if you guys at home are thinking of starting therapy, seriously, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online. It's designed to be convenient, flexible, and it's suited to your schedule.
You just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist. And you can switch therapists at any time for no additional charge.
Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/drama today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/drama.
Friends, you are going to love Legacy Box. Legacy Box is the safest and easiest way to digitize your memories on analog media that you don't have a way to watch anymore.
With Mother's Day fast approaching, it's a great gift for the whole family. Relive moments like wedding days, first steps, or the embarrassing haircut you had in the 90s. Thank you very
much. I feel
attacked. Please don't go look at my yearbook. You guys can reconnect with your family's history and hear your grandmother's voice again for the first time. It's priceless.
And the process is really easy. You just send in your legacy box filled with old VHS tapes, camcorder tapes, and pictures. And then their team professionally digitizes everything by hand in the USA. And you'll get everything back on the cloud or a thumb drive along with your originals.
It honestly is just the easiest thing. I loved this. When they sent ours to the house, it was like, throw all your stuff in it. It honestly felt kind of ridiculous to me. I was like, is this okay? I'm just like sending a box of all these loose goods. Like, really? I just do this? And they did such a beautiful job with like everything from our old videos, old Polaroids. It was really, really special. And I can't wait to do a round two.
And it opened up all that space on my shelf because I've got all these bins full of VHS tapes and same big photos. And just to be able to open that space up is really, really nice.
Join over 1.5 million families that have trusted Legacy Box with their memories. Just go to legacybox.com/drama to save 60% during their best Mother's Day sale ever. Legacybox.com/drama.
Caitlin wants to know, when we have bands perform on the show at Trick, do they actually play or is it silent and they mouth the words?
Well, it'd be weird if it were silent and they were mouthing the words. Like, that's uncomfortable for everyone. Can you imagine just like a big silent warehouse?
Well, but didn't they have to do that if they were in the background? But like you and maybe you and Mouth had a scene where they had to have dialogue.
You're right.
I bet they did. I bet they had to just mouth it. They probably had like a earpiece or something with the song playing. So
were we
that
fancy? I don't think we were.
We probably weren't.
No. But okay. Explain to them like why we have to have them mouth the words. Because it's not that they're not good musicians, but there's technical stuff.
Oh, no. The technical stuff, it's just they have to be completely silent because the whole room must be completely silent when actors are speaking so the sound department can get the audio of the dialogue. So if you're doing a scene where everybody's dancing and there's a lot of crowd movement and stuff and Trick, and you're looking toward the stage, maybe like over Hillary's shoulder to Lee's face, and the musician is on stage behind him, he's got to be pretending to sing, but he can't actually sing because we need to hear Mouth's dialogue. So yeah, you're exactly right. They sometimes mouth the words and it's silent and very strange.
Well, and for editing purposes too, like they have to sing along to the track because if they're just doing like acoustic willy-nilly live stuff, being able to match it up from all the different angles, it'll never work. So it's always going to sound like it does on the radio on One Tree Hill. Did anyone perform afterwards though? Like, cause we hung out with a couple people after the fact and would like see them perform. Sometimes they would just perform
like
in town
or just at Trick still, like they'd just like roll out some more songs for fun. I don't know, actually.
I'm trying to think if I saw anybody perform. Wow, they missed the boat. We would have been telling a great story right now.
Well, thanks for the question, Caitlin.
Yay. Okay, Christina is up next. She wants to know, what technique do you use to learn all your lines and how long does it take you to learn them? Do you have any tips for learning lines fast?
What do you do, Hillary?
Honestly, that training that I got at TRL was the best training ever because they would show you a cue card in a commercial break that lasted a minute and 40 seconds. And either you knew it or you didn't. And if you didn't, you looked so dumb. Sink or swim on live TV.
Do they still hold up the cue card beside the camera?
They do, but like, that's what you use if you're not good.
It's like SNL. Nowadays, it feels like it's totally acceptable. When I watch Saturday Night Live, they're staring off at the card and looking off at it all the time.
Yeah.
And it drives me crazy because that was not acceptable back in like the Dan Aykroyd, Jane Curtin, you know, when those guys were doing it, they knew what they were doing. Yeah. It annoys me. I'm like, come on, step it up.
You have a photographic memory though, don't you? I feel like you just look at it and you know stuff.
Yeah. I say it out loud a couple of times and I know it unless the writing is bad. If the writing's really bad, it's a lot harder for me to learn because it's just listening. All you have to do is like listen to what the other person has to say and you should, however you're responding should generally line up with what's on the page.
Yeah.
Give or take a couple of words, you know?
I can't wait for us to do another job together when you can't remember your lines. And I'm going to be like, it's not her. It's bad writing.
That's right. Who
did this to her?
Exactly.
Also, doctor shows and lawyer shows are hard because you have to learn
that's hard
jargon.
Stuff. Yeah.
Or sci-fi shows. I did one sci-fi show, Joy, and I was just like, y'all, not my jam.
I know.
Friends, is there anything better than a clean and fresh smelling home? I don't think so.
I don't think there is. No. Oh, that feeling of just walking in the door and it's like, my life is okay. I'm not a total disaster. I really feel better about myself when my house is clean. And I think the best way to achieve that relaxing feeling of a clean home, Clorox Scentiva.
Clorox Scentiva provides a powerful clean with refreshing scents. And you can find your home's signature scent. It might be coconut, grapefruit, lavender. There is a scent for every vibe.
Oh, it's grapefruit for me, all the way.
Lavender for me.
Friends, transform your home into an oasis.
With a powerful, clean, and refreshing scent, Clorox Scentiva cleans like Clorox and feels like confidence.
Get yours now at a retail store near you.
So I play this little game every morning where I leave the house looking decrepit. And then I drop my children off at school. And then I get to my office and I take out a nice, cute little bag that came with my Thrive Cosmetic order. And with just a couple of products, I'm able to look like a normal, happy, healthy human again. It's incredible. I love these products. Thrive Cosmetics has a full line of makeup to refresh your everyday look. With clean, skin-loving ingredients, their foolproof products make it easy for any skill level to apply. Now, a few of my favorite products include their incredible Infinity Waterproof Eyebrow Liner. It's easy to use waterproof pencil, holds like wax, and blends like a powder. Just line brows to give this some structure and create natural looking strokes of hair to fill in sparse brows. It comes with a spoolie brush to lift and tame brows after applying the pencil, and there are 8 shades to choose from that adjust to your natural brow color for a perfect match every time. Now, my other favorite product, I've been talking about this forever, is the Liquid Lash Extensions Mascara. Their unique formula creates tubes around each eyelash to lengthen them. And it's super easy to remove, you guys. This is my favorite part. It just slides right off with warm water, doesn't leave smudges, doesn't pull your eyelashes out. It's incredible. Its nourishing ingredients support longer, stronger, and healthier looking lashes over time. Refresh your everyday look with Thrive Cosmetics, luxury beauty that gives back. Right now, you can get an exclusive 10% off your first order at thrivecosmetics.com/drama. That's Thrive Cosmetics, CAUSEMETICS.com/drama for 10% off your first order.
Friends, you are going to love Legacy Box. Legacy Box is the safest and easiest way to digitize your memories on analog media that you don't have a way to watch anymore.
With Mother's Day fast approaching, it's a great gift for the whole family. Relive moments like wedding days, first steps, or the embarrassing haircut you had in the 90s. Thank you very much.
I feel attacked.
Please don't go look at my yearbook. You guys can reconnect with your family's history and hear your grandmother's voice again for the first time. It's priceless.
And the process is really easy. You just send in your legacy box filled with old VHS tapes, camcorder tapes, and pictures. And then their team professionally digitizes everything by hand in the USA. And you'll get everything back on the cloud or a thumb drive along with your originals.
It honestly is just the easiest thing. I loved this. When they sent ours to the house, it was like, throw all your stuff in it. It honestly felt kind of ridiculous to me. I was like, is this okay? I'm just like sending a box of all these loose goods. Like, really? I just do this? And they did such a beautiful job with like everything from our old videos, old Polaroids. It was really, really special. And I can't wait to do a round two.
And it opened up all that space on my shelf because I've got all these bins full of VHS tapes and same, big photos. And just to be able to open that space up is really, really nice.
Join over 1.5 million families that have trusted Legacy Box with their memories. Just go to legacybox.com/drama to save 60% during their best Mother's Day sale ever. Legacybox.com/drama.
All right, you guys know that I have been wearing Skims for a while now. I've bragged about it. Just recently, I tried another one of their t-shirts. Now, it's the best fitting t-shirt I have ever worn. And that's because Skims makes the best basics and foundations. I get dressed every morning at 6 o'clock in the morning because the second I leave the house to take the kids to school, I'm in meetings, I'm doing Zooms, I'm driving all over the town, I'm going to Home Depot to get stuff for my yard. You know, like I'm constantly on the go. And so I want to be comfortable, but I also don't want to look like a bum. And these t-shirts are the perfect fix, you guys. They look great, they fit great, and they feel great. So shop the Skims t-shirt shop at skims.com. Now available in sizes extra, extra small, all the way up to 4X. And if you haven't yet, be sure to let them know that we sent you. After you place your order, select podcast in the survey, and select our show in the drop-down menu that follows. So one of my goals for 2024 is to shop more sustainably, right? I mean, it's not just spending money and buying stuff. You can actually do a lot of good with the money that you spend. So I love being able to shop sustainably at Macy's, and I really appreciate that
A big brand like Macy's is supporting small changes that make a big difference. Join Macy's in an effort to shop more sustainably with brands like Carter's Little Planet, Oak, On 34th, Elmis, and more. Plus, to bring more parks to more people, Macy's is supporting Trust for Public Lands Community Schoolyards Project. They're transforming vacant schoolyards into green spaces to help ensure healthy, livable communities for generations to come. You can donate online or in-store and learn more at macys.com/purpose.
Hey, Bachelor fans, it's Ben Higgins.
And it's Ashley I from the Almost Famous podcast.
While July 4th is known for firecrackers, this year, July 11th, will be firing off some love crackers when the new season of The Bachelorette returns to TV with not one, but two bachelorettes.
I'm going to be honest, that's not your best work.
Where'd I lose you?
I don't know. Love crackers.
I knew it when it left my mouth.
How about we just say the new season of The Bachelorette promises to have double the fireworks because Rachel and Gabby will both be competing to find love.
Oh, yeah. Let's go with that.
Thanks. And since we've all been waiting so long for this, to get ready, we're bringing you nonstop exclusive content, interviews, and behind-the-scenes secrets, all of Bachelor Nation juice you can handle.
We're talking roses, tears, hookups, more tears. We've got all the insider info for the new season of The Bachelorette.
But there's only one place to get it, and that's by listening to the Almost Famous podcast.
You won't want to miss a thing, so subscribe today and start listening.
We're starting the pre-party now, and we'll continue with coverage and breakdowns.
Literally and figuratively.
Throughout the entire season.
The Almost Famous podcast. We're like your own personal fantasy suite for all things Bachelor and Bachelorette.
Oh, that is good.
I learn from the best.
Kelsey is wanting to know, after being on the show for so long, did we find it hard to escape the roles of Haley, Brooke, and Peyton in order to move forward in playing other roles on TV? Yeah, for sure. Of course. Anytime you watch a character, someone play the same character for a long time and not do a lot of other things at the same time, that's hard to break out. And we were on that show coming up in a time when there still wasn't a ton of crossover between TV and film. So by the time all that crossover stuff was happening, we had already been on the air for at least 6 years. And it was just a little harder to make that transition. And I definitely felt that when the show was over. And I remember coming back to LA and going, okay, like I just got off a hit show. Let's get to work. And it was crickets. It was like, really? I was really lucky to get some guest spots and a couple of other things.
You did Dexter. That was so cool.
I did land Dexter. That was killer. Pardon the pun. Mom jokes. I did get to do a few really cool things, which was exciting, but it wasn't nearly as much as I expected that I would get. And I learned some pretty valuable lessons in those following 4 years, really.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. I disappeared for a whole year after. Like I went, met someone, had a baby. No one knew I had a baby, gave birth, was months out before anybody figured out that I'd done all that. So I went into lockdown hiding.
Did you find that it was, I mean, you were only on the show for 4 years. So it was a little harder to kind of peg you as one particular person because people really knew you as Peyton only for that period of time rather than like the full 10, you know, 10 years is a really long time for everybody.
Dude, I did six and was like, see you guys later. I was also able other stuff while I was doing One Tree Hill. Like,
yeah,
I made friends with the local casting directors and would do literally any movie that came through town. I was just like, yes, Little Britain, sign me up. Secret Life of Bees, sign me up. That movie, the like Christian movie, The List, sign me up. Like I'll literally do anything that's here.
So smart that you did that.
And there were little teeny, teeny, tiny roles, but those relationships that you make when you, you know, I would have to swallow my ego a little bit to do these like, you know, The Secret Life of Bees, I didn't even have any lines in that, you know, but the people I met were great. When I finally did go back to work, it was white collar. Which, thank God, was such a different part. I don't know
Very different.
It was super different. And you know, I've said it so many times, Tiffany Thiessen helped me not get a chip on my shoulder about the teen drama stuff. She's like, don't do it. Don't be a bitch, Hillary. Aww. That show made you. It paid your mortgage. It put your brothers through school. Don't be a dick. And I was like, okay, wow. Yes, you're right. 100%.
That's awesome.
I think like people still now expect me to be really grumpy. And I don't know if it's the Peyton or the Hillary. Like, I don't know. I don't know which thing put that into their mindset.
You're just the right amount of grumpy. And you got to be kind of
grumpy. Hannah wants to know. I love. There's so many technical questions. When a character is drinking from a cup, why is the cup always so obviously empty? You can't just put water in it? Hannah, we do you can. Put water in it.
Yeah, I put water in it.
Do you feel like when you're a young actor, you're too sensitive or you're too insecure to like ask and be like, hey, can you put a little water in here? Because I feel like as an older person, I'm always like, what the shit is this? This is an empty cup.
It's usually only with the coffee cups that have the lid on them. Because if it's a mug or something else, at this point also prop departments always just ask me, what do you want in your cup? Mm-hmm. Do you want real coffee? Do you want tea? Do you want water? What do you want? So I don't know if that, is that still happening out there in the world? Empty cups.
If someone wants to make a montage.
Empty boxes is happening.
Empty. We just did the moving in episode of like Brooke and Haley moving into the apartment. And I came in with a box that was massive, but so obviously empty. Either I'm Thor or that was bad. Bad props. All right, Hannah, make a montage of all the empty cups on One Tree Hill. We'll laugh about
it. Let's do it. Okay, last one here. We have Danielle. She says, season 3, first episode opens right where season 2 finale ends. Did you guys film both episodes around the same time, or did you finish filming season 2, go on hiatus, and then recreate the same scene for season 3? Oh, I don't remember what she's talking about. Do you? What did we just watch?
I do. Because I had to wear a wig. I cut all my hair off. And everybody did weird shit with their hair.
Yeah. We came back and started like a pickup.
Yeah, it was the fire at Dan Scott. So yeah. Like the fire they only did once. The big, huge, expensive stuff they did once. And then they really wanted to milk it, you know, and make it last more than one episode. But
yeah.
No, my stuff was totally spread apart. And you were coming back from tour, right?
I think so. But I don't think there was anything a direct match.
Baby, we lived for the hiatus. We lived for hiatus.
I know. Well, 22 episodes is a lot.
Yeah, nobody does that anymore. I mean, it really did feel like high school because we would start shooting at the end of August and we would shoot through like May, which is the real school year. And then we'd take our summers off and everyone would go do cool stuff. And then when we'd come back together, it was always a party.
Oh, yeah.
These are good questions. Lots of technical stuff. Maybe we should teach one of those master classes that mm-hmm. they. What do you kids want to know? How to hit a mark? All right, you guys, thank you so much for these questions. Keep them coming.
Bye, everybody.
Hey, thanks for listening.
Don't forget to leave us a review. You can also follow us on Instagram at DramaQueensOTH.
Or email us at DramaQueens@iHeartRadio.com.
See you next time.
We're all about that high school drama girl, drama girl. All about them high school queens. We'll take you for a ride in our comic girl.
Drama girl.
Cheering for the right team.
Drama queens, drama queens.
Smart girl, rough girl, fashion, but you're tough girl. You could sit with us, girl.
Drama queens, drama queens, drama queens. Drama, drama queens, drama queens.
With the best all-inclusive vacation deals to Mexico and the Caribbean, booking your getaway with Cheap Caribbean Vacations means you have more freedom to do your deal. Whether you want to enjoy snorkeling, endless margaritas and more, or simply just want to soak up the sun and sand in a tropical paradise, Cheap Caribbean Vacations has your deal for that. Plan and book the exact getaway you want at exactly the right price for you by using our exclusive budget beach finder. Or find a featured all-inclusive package to Sunscape resorts and spas and do your deal at cheapcaribbean.com.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp.
Boy, I've spent definitely a significant amount of time in therapy in my life. And I think there's just so many layers to life that can be hard to navigate, and having somebody there to just talk through things really makes the days easier sometimes.
It's a simple truth. No matter who you are, mental health challenges can affect you, and how you manage them can make all the difference. That's why everyone should have access to mental health support that meets them where they are and helps them get through.
BetterHelp provides online therapy on your schedule. It's flexible, simple to use, and more affordable than in-person therapy. Connect with a licensed therapist selected just for you.
Learn more at BetterHelp.com. That's BetterHelp.com.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18 plus.
In Puerto Rico, if you can hear the music, you're invited to the party.
Sometimes it's salsa, sometimes it's plena, sometimes it's reggaeton. No matter what rhythm is calling to you, when you hear it, it is always time to dance.
In Puerto Rico, you can't step outside without hearing music because music is life there.
No passport required for U.S. citizens and permanent residents.
Learn more and plan your trip at discoverpuertorico.com.
Protect your dream home with American Family Insurance. And you can weather any storm. You'll also save up to 25% by bundling home, auto, and life. American Family Insurance. Get a quote. Find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Discounts may not apply to all coverages on an auto or home policy. Discounts do not apply to life insurance policies. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating companies, American Family Life Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.